Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 11. David and Abigail typifying the warring Christ and the warring church. Tuesday, related verses. Revelation 19, verse 11 and 14 and 15. Verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sits on it called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Verses 14 and 15. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod, and he treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. Psalm 110, verses 5 and 6. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings in the day of his anger. He will execute judgment among the nations. He will fill the place with corpses. He will shatter the head over a great land. Matthew 4, verses 10 and 11. Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Revelation 19, verses 7 to 9. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. And he said to me, "Write, blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true words of God." Related reading. David is a type of Christ in his suffering on earth before his resurrection. David suffered from his youth and was a fighting king who defeated the enemy, gained the land, and prepared materials for the building of the Holy Temple. In Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16 and 19 to 21, Christ is revealed as the Word of God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who returns to defeat and destroy Antichrist and the false prophet. After his wedding feast, Christ will come as a fighting general with his bride, the overcoming believers, who are his army, to fight Antichrist, the kings under him, and their armies at Armageddon. These three will continue to oppose him. Under the instigation of Antichrist, man will even wage war directly against the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Antichrist, the false prophet, and the 10 kings and their armies will make war against the Lamb. This war will be a fighting of the earth against the heavens, of man against God. Christ's enemies will become all the more evil, even declaring war against him. It is indeed astounding that man could actually declare war on God. Therefore, Christ, the bridegroom, will come with his bride to fight against them. In 19 verses 11 to 21, we see that the bridegroom comes to fight against his enemies with the help of his bride. The bridegroom is the commander-in-chief, and the bride is the army. This will be a honeymoon for the newlywed couple. During his honeymoon, Christ will clear up the universe. Antichrist and the false prophet will be cast into the lake of fire, and Satan will be bound and cast into the abyss. At that time, Christ will be happy, and we, his bride, will also be happy as we enjoy a wonderful honeymoon with our bridegroom. Revelation 19 corresponds with Daniel 2. Daniel 2, verse 34, says that a stone cut without hands struck the image at its feet and crushed them. Here, the great human image signifies the aggregate of human government, and the smiting stone signifies not merely the individual Christ, but also the corporate Christ. When human government reaches the stage of the ten toes, the stage of Antichrist and his ten kings, it will fight against God directly. Thus, human government not only rebels against God, exalts man, and worships idols, but also fights against God directly. However, Christ, the embodiment of God, will come with his bride to crush the human government. When Christ comes as the smiting stone, he will not come alone. Rather, he will come with his bride. After gaining and marrying the church as his bride, Christ will come as the smiting stone. If Christ did not have a bride, he would have to fight alone against Antichrist and his army. However, Christ will have an army, and this army will be his bride. On the day of his wedding, Christ will marry the one who has been fighting the battle against God's enemy for years. This means that Christ will marry the overcomers who have already overcome the evil one, the devil. As the God-cut stone, Christ with his overcomers, the corporate Christ, will strike the ten kings with Antichrist, signified by the ten toes of the great human image. In so doing, the corporate Christ will crush the great image from the toes to the head. In this way, Christ with his bride will annihilate human government.